A lot of Marines are gay.
For enjoying time off.
Whatever, dude. I just went to a gay pool party and it was dope. If it didn't uncomfort other people, like he'd just be walking around naked. I was kid friendly, so kids like spaghetti.
Yeah, she's really like mortified though.
It's there's meatballs. Kids around gay people.
Chow mein, chow women, you know, whatever.
Oh, like it's a homophobic bad. Roller coaster. Yeah. So now he's slave James.
Is that what you guys are calling me?
You shouldn't say that word.
We're at 517. We made it in. It was a great performance.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think you should have just done that.
Yeah, but she did. I got the haircut. I got the haircut. Everybody.
He did it. He's ready for a job.
And I was like, and she did a terrible job.
Whoa.
You think so?
Shout out, not do good.
She didn't know what she was doing. She had to call for help a bunch of times.
Really?
Hopefully she's watching the podcast, though, now, because we...
Oh, you told her about it?
And I'm just kidding.
She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
she did a great job.
She did the best she could do
with
it.
She did the best she could with what she was given.
Yeah. Well, she knew or what, dude?
Also a nightmare. But, yeah, pretty cute chick. She looked like Stephen Baldwin.
I've always said Stephen Baldwin, the cutest Baldwin.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's those bald twins up front, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And again, if you're watching, Lacey, I'm just
nice tits.
Just joking.
He told say us your off, last name.
He told us welcome to the podcast. <told us. laughs>
It felt good caressing his shoulder. Yeah. Nothing better than getting a haircut, just feeling those tits.
Oh, feeling the tits against, tits against your, the back of your dome, dude.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Those fucking milkers.
No more. There are a few things that exude more sexual tension than a haircut.
Oh yeah,
by a pretty gal.
And their breath on you, the warm breath.
Because you're immediately so close. She's touching your head. You know, she's grooming you. Literally,
she's asking about your life.
Yeah,
she's like, somebody cares.
She's trying to.
I've hit on so many. People who cut my hair,
hair
and stylists, every one of them.
I
wasn't sure, lady barbers or you know whatnot, barberettes.
Yeah.
And
Barberettes.
All right.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
It's a clean comedy podcast now, folks. We got kicked off of YouTube last week, and so we're trying clean comedy out. That's your clean joke for the week. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Uncle Cheese, CJ.
Now
Baldwin.
Let's get to the N words. I'm just kidding.
Now that we're 2 minutes in, we can now
we can
say the
freely. Oh, man. What's going on, Nick?
Oh, nothing, Pedro. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to
Who Do You Think You Are? I totally forgot how we did that.
It's just for like
hey,
a,
Pedro.
That, yeah, you got high.
CJ. I am high. I'm very high, everybody.
Extra high.
Super high.
Extremely high.
Yeah.
I'm a little...
We both got autism, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I'm extremely high. I almost have heat stroke. I threw up purple stuff yesterday.
Ooh, that purple drink, dude.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm here, but I'll try my best for you guys. That's all I can
what
say.
A guy! What a guy! This guy
What's
is always
name,
trying
dude?
His best.
I'm Nick. Don't forget it. Hey, and also the Edisons, June 9th at Chopper John's. Check it out.
What's the Edisons?
My band.
Awesome, dude! Heck yeah!
How
Heck
long
yeah.
have you been in a band?
Okay.
Why don't you tell me about
this? I'm embarrassed.
I was just trying to grab some details for the people.
That makes sense. I'm high, dude. I can't. I'm,
yeah,
I'm
true.
Not here.
Details when you're high, the worst.
Yeah.
And I'm Pedro, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I am baby and wife-free today.
Woo!
I just had a stroke. Did you witness it?
He's about to break his four-day stroke.
Crazy. Actually, week and a half, my friend, okay?
Week and a half since you've had a four-day streak?
Yes.
Where are they?
My daughter always gets watched on Tuesdays by my mother.
Mm.
And my wife is at Shania Lane's concert, dude.
Dang.
Mm.
Shania Twain's in town and she's over there, dude.
Let's Whoa. Go, boys.
Let's go, girls, dude.
Yeah.
But I've heard people say that she's been sounding horrible and stuff.
Mm.
Like
your wife?
No, no. Just other
because I have
other
been
people.
Saying that yeah. about Pedro's wife.
Well, she's got a bad cough right now. No, Shania Twain's been lacking in the performing. That's what I've heard.
Has she ever been succeeding in the performing?
At one point, I bet she was. When Come On Girls, Let's Go Girls came out, I think that was her prime.
Mm.
I would say. It was a banger, dude.
Man, Bradford feels like a woman.
Mm.
Welcome to the chat, buddy. Thanks
for
tuning in.
I did like that leopard suit that she had in that music video.
Is that her?
Yeah.
I thought that was Tina Turner, dude. What the hell? R.I.P. Tina Turner, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. Tina turned her into a lesbian.
Ooh.
Swing and a miss. I'm Chris James. Welcome to the show. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for comedy content whenever it doesn't get taken down.
Clean comedy content now.
Yeah, we're going to be a clean comedy podcast from now on. Like this joke. My sister recently locked my nephew in the closet for 3 days for swearing during his geography test. Yeah. Yeah. Now he calls it Amsterdang.
Oh. Ooh.
My uncle, he recently passed away from the Big C. Yep, cantaloupe. Choked to death on a seasonal fruit dish.
Oh. Okay, we got one. I feel like one more is coming.
No, that was it.
All right.
So let me try again. My uncle recently passed away from the Big C. Yeah, called my mother a cunt. And she killed him.
Okay, well, you shouldn't say that word.
We're at 517. We made it in. It was a great performance.
Welcome, faggots.
That's a good idea, Dr. Faggot.
It is. Oh man. What kind of trans jokes we make this week?
I don't know.
Was killing me. 5 minutes of trying to do that.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Oh, Bradford threw one in under the buzzer. Shania is neither bad nor good. She's twain the two.
Oh. Okay. Speaking of twain, didn't they change his name in his book to Slave instead of the
Slave Jim?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. But how long until that is racist?
It seems pretty racist.
It's like he was a slave.
Yeah.
Who was?
N-word.
No more waves, dude. All right?
We need to do waves every time we make a reference to it.
Ah, damn it. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That is crazy.
So now he's Slave James?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are calling me? Why'd you look at me after you said that?
No, that's Grand Wizard CJ, dude.
Oh, last week I was Grand Wizard CJ. This week I'm Slave James. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Very
cool. That's not true, dude.
You're always Slave James.
You're Adolf Schrimmel, dude. You with that haircut.
Come on, dude.
Adolf Shrimp Dick, dude.
Oh. That wasn't that good. I shouldn't have bumped mics.
I kind of forced you into it.
You did.
It was more the social pressure than the credit.
Peer pressure for sure. You got me.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, you've heard of the Hitler Youth. I'm the Hitler Aging.
Ooh.
¿Quién crees que eres?
All right, folks.
Oh, man.
Really can't figure out why this podcast hasn't taken off.
Yeah, me either, man.
What do you got for us?
We opened with a video, I believe.
Well, last week,
dude,
we got...
why were you throwing up so hard? That's what I want to find out what's going on in your innards.
I don't know, man. I didn't want to look into it.
Typical man. Isn't that what like most men do? Is like don't,
everybody that was born before the 90s.
They don't go to the doctor and go checked out. Yeah.
Why would I check it out?
I don't know.
I was hungover and I went on a run. It was very difficult. It was humid and hot outside. I threw up.
Okay.
I figured
all
it right. out.
If you think that's all it is, dude.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
You're purple, not a hypochondriac like me, huh?
Not at all. No.
See, if I would throw up purple liquid, I'd be like, all right, call fucking Dr. Morrison.
That's a good idea, Dr. Faggot.
Whatever, dude. But I'd be like, yeah.
Did your doctor tell you there will be days like this?
No. Went over my head, sorry.
Well, your doctor's name is Morrison? No, what did you say? No, right, carry on.
He had heat stroke, folks.
Yeah, he's still dealing with it.
I have, for sure.
It's a Fetterman situation over here.
And I'm drinking alcohol, which I think helps prevent it.
Helping prevent it?
Yeah.
It's hydrating. They say a beer in the morning is very hydrating.
Was that your uncle before he died of alcoholism?
The Big C? Chugging beers in the morning?
Ooh, that's quite the move. Chugging a beer in the morning, man.
Yeah.
There's people that's the only way they can function.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of
drunks,
them.
Dude.
I haven't done that shit since I was like 15.
I don't think I've ever really done it.
When I was at the restaurant, yeah, if I'm on vacay, dude, I'll, 6 a.m. or a beer for sure. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a beer
and a milkshake. No doubt it, dude.
Beer and a milkshake?
Yeah, with like a big fucking breakfast.
Lactose?
A Heineken and a chocolate milkshake.
Lactose and alcohol?
It was so good.
That's crazy.
I don't know why my stomach is all fucked up now.
You have hemorrhoids. Yeah,
you got hemorrhoids, IBS, dude. You're fucking.
You have the beer.
I lived like a king until I was like 23.
You have beer shits, but also ice cream shits too. So it's wants to be explosive, but it's like slowly coming out.
It comes out like foam.
It's insane, dude.
That's so nasty.
It's whipped cream that you fucking shit.
It was
shit
good, in. Dude. I mean, really, just like a. You
yeah,
know,
keep telling yourself that, dude. Nobody believes you.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, if you enjoyed it, I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. So yeah. Why am I being so judgy? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for judging you for having a 6 a.m. beer and a shake.
You're
yeah.
insecure. I get it.
I am. A lot.
Having 2,000 calories before 8 o'clock is actually...
it's actually good for you. Yeah,
little do they know.
It's a positive doc saying. It's
egg yolks, milk. I mean, come on.
Yeah. They call it the golden cow.
Mm.
From Braddy in the chat.
The golden cow.
What does Bradford know about milkshakes and a beer in the morning?
Yeah,
dude?
What does he know?
Oh, he was a police. He used to be a police officer. That's right. That's their pre-workout, usually.
Yeah.
Swinging with his folks. Yeah. No, if I'm on vacay, I will drink a fucking little beer in the morning, dude. And everybody judges me.
I'm sure.
Why, though? I'm
your
on vacation.
Your last vacation, they judged you. They said, you need to slow down your drinking.
I know.
And look at you now, dude. Back on that fucking horse.
I'm
proud
not
of you.
Letting him get to me.
Now, you're like, you have the morning beer, even though you don't even want it now. You're just in the fight against it. You're like, choking it down.
2 weeks ago, you were dead sober, and you're like, I think I'm going to stay like this for a while. 1 week ago, you're like, I'm just going to drink. Yeah, well, dude. Maybe I'll take a little poof. And then this week, you're like, I like to drink in the morning, dude. If I'm on vacation, it's the weekend.
And weekends are basically vacation.
Yeah.
Literally.
When I'm off work, I'm on vacation.
A slow work exactly. day is basically vacation.
Yeah, true.
Have you ever drank on the job?
Yeah.
Where at?
I had a call center. I worked at...
Oh, dude, that'd be the place to fucking do it.
Yeah, and I was like, I was on vacation. I was in Texas, and I was coming home, and I had
where
to
all your exes
day.
Live.
Yeah, dude. And thanks.
They all live in Texas?
Shania Twain. No, it's like a country music thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's George Strait, you fucking uncultured swine.
You're more like what George hell, Gay, dude.
Well, we found out he's shopping at Target still, so he's George Gay.
Yeah, fuck
hush
that
up,
place.
Boy.
Hush up, boy. The gasp. The gasp was so good.
I feel like there's been like viral videos going around now with like at Target of like just those like Republican guys being pissed off. There's like a queer section there just throwing the clothes on the ground. Like,
that's yeah. so dumb.
it's like, what are you doing?
It's so fucking dumb.
There's a bunch of shit going around too where people will go to Target, load all of the Pride section into carts
and go
buy
burn it
as a joke and then wear it the next day.
Actually, this one's pretty dope. Says Satan appreciates pronouns or whatever.
Yeah. Satan digs kids. So they'll load that shit up, they'll bring it to the front, and then they'll go, oh, I forgot my wallet. And then it,
that's so dumb that you're causing such an inconvenience to the workers there,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's the point.
Why? It's going to go right back up to where it came from.
Yeah, but and then all of the other work that they were supposed to be doing won't get done.
That sucks.
What other work are Target employees doing? Let's
that's
be
true.
Dude.
There is come enough on, time for doing? Them in a day to do ridiculous, like, non-productivity work.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so dumb. There's also videos of, like...
It's not that dumb. I mean, it's pretty hostile towards that corporation, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, it's hostile, which makes it dumb.
It's
I
better
think so.
To hide in the little ring of clothes inside the server.
Oh,
grab
that was
the kids.
So fun, dude.
So you're fun. Bad.
I think we're talking about getting two different things accomplished here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to actually have something. I'm an
oh, you're trying to scare the kids
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
from
yeah.
the section of
don't
it.
Be good.
Scared straight.
Those were yeah. so much fun, though. Like,
you're
they don't have them anymore.
Hell.
Yeah. You're a boogeyman, dude. You're yeah. the boogeyman at Target.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Target boogeyman, dude. No, but there's also
my dick out of the cube,
just the boogaloo man,
you just,
dude.
You just see a fucking your phallus come out of the clothes ring. Well, this is the small that keeps skipping over.
Yeah,
you.
They just literally slide past it. Like it's okay. He's trans.
Oh, that one's
true.
That one just, won't fit.
Yeah, that's true. I could just say I'm trans.
No, there's
yeah.
also videos of like like I belong here. Videos of like the ex Target shoppers
mm-hmm.
that are they're like it's this fucking thing. What is it going around on like TikTok or something? It's a video of the ladies would be like, oh, I'm at Walmart right now, I'm so anxious, like just make poking fun of like because they switched from Target to Walmart. It's like that's dumb too.
Sounds like your wife's TikTok.
I don't think she posts videos, dude. She just consumes.
She has the spyware on her phone?
Yeah, she's
that's
got the
why
China spyware on her phone.
Everything's connected to hers, which is your phone. That's why we keep on getting banned now from YouTube, because
I feel like if anything, China would love our content. We're China-based content, if we really think about
it. Think so?
Why do you think so?
Homophobic, transphobic, racist. Come on, guys. This is all China type of mentality.
These are all Chinese values.
It's a communist country, dude. What are we talking about here? Why are you beating around the bush? Yeah, you're not being completely honest.
You're not wrong.
The hell, dudes?
Wait, we got a video, guys.
Oh, he's loading up a video right now. CJ, if you could, please, the video of China being communist.
Yeah, of us being compared to Chinese people.
Why is this happening?
All right, guys. So.
Nope. It's not going to happen. Sorry, guys.
No worries, dude. It's all right. You tried.
Yeah.
Is that what she said after?
Don't even.
Oh, sorry. That is a bad path to go down, huh?
The what path?
Just shaming your friend. Shaming your friends, dude.
You got to build up your friends. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what they say.
It's a Modelo time.
Hell yeah, it is, dude. It's always Modelo time. It's fucking... It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
It's about 5:30. Fucking killing the game, dude. Drinking some Modelos, hanging out with friends, smoking some weed. What else could this world fucking give you right now?
Need or want? I could be more hydrated, I feel like.
That's why you got the beer, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
True.
And it's sandia. It's watermelon. It's watermelon.
That's like
it's like natural electrolytes in that.
It's like basically a fruit stand and going inside of my mouth.
He's so dumb, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. It's been a tough week for me, honestly.
Has it?
Yeah.
What about?
My tattoo artist died, dude.
What do you mean?
He died. A motorcycle accident.
It was a motorcycle accident?
Yes,
damn,
sir.
Dude, that's so sad.
Yeah.
How old was he, do you know?
I don't know, probably the early 40s.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, so young.
So young.
On a motorcycle?
Yeah.
He just got clipped?
I'm guessing. I don't really know. Yeah. I didn't really pry for much more details than that.
That's tough because you have been with him for like years, huh?
Yeah, at least 10 years. Been getting tattooed by him.
Damn, finding a new tattoo artist is going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will just kind of jump around at this point because like before I was like, I just was going to him just because like I could get in his books pretty easy and stuff like that. And like I liked his work and I liked supporting him. And that, but then it's, so I felt like I'd be like cheating on him in a weird way in other places.
Well,
but now I'm like,
you got to grief, dude. You got to grieve for a little
bit. You got to rebound. Yeah, you got to find a rebound tattoo artist.
I'll get you a book on being a widow.
All right, thank you.
What, was that a drop? Like, what, I don't know, what the hell was that, dude?
We're losing him, dude. He's falling in love with his hairstylist.
What was her name? Lacey, dude?
Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin.
Lacey's a nice name, dude.
Lacey's a slutty name, I feel like. All the Lacey's I knew were little whores.
Oh, yeah. She probably is a little whore.
They're little whores, dude. She's like, I don't know what I... She's a little fucking slut. Snip, snip, snip.
Well, that wasn't my fault. She was fat.
You gave us the intel that she was a little thicker, dude. Mm-hmm.
Thicker than a Snicker, dude.
Why can't That's we... what you said, dude.
Yeah, you said she's beefy.
That's what you said. I literally remember it right now.
I literally said none of this.
Whatever, dude. Mm.
Who are they going to believe? Two guys or one guy?
Two guys, one lie, dude.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Find a liar.
Find a liar. It's a good game show.
The Outlier.
Dude.
Ooh.
It's a good Japanese game show.
Welcome to...
And then the loser gets jacked off.
Ooh, that would be a real loser.
Behind a curtain.
That's like a good hand job, you know what I mean? Hand job's great.
A solid handy, dude.
Yeah.
A solid handy gets you through.
My best friend.
I give myself a hand job every day. Multiple times.
Damn.
That one's for you, Lacey.
Yeah,
look,
dude,
I'm not saying
I'll never mention any woman ever again on this podcast.
I'm not saying she's a whore, dude. I'm just saying every Lacey I've known, she likes to, you know, get down, dude. Get dick down, dude.
Well, give us an example of one.
All right, there was a Lacey in high school. Uh-huh. The first Lacey I ever met, pregnant.
Whoa.
Pregnant. Sophomore year. I'm like, Lacey, what are you doing with your life?
She's a snow bunny?
Huh?
She's a snow bunny?
No, she wasn't. Mm. She was actually racist, to be honest.
So maybe.
Oh, maybe the opposites attract.
Exactly. Usually not in that case.
No, not in that case, yeah. Usually not. First Lacey, pregnant sophomore year.
Yeah.
Didn't graduate. No. It's no surprise. Second Lacey, I think it was senior year, and there was just a reputation about her. She's a very nice girl.
Oh, she's very nice.
But,
oh, she's
very
generous with
she's
the vagina.
Very generous. Let's just say the least. But she was, yeah, just whoring around, dude.
Hey, man, she's just exploring she's just, herself. Why is, exactly, it, well, why is it a whore if it's a woman and for a man it's cool?
Well, there were men like that, too, and they were man whores.
But they were cool.
But they were
it's
cool.
It's pretty cool to be a man whore, yeah.
I wouldn't say
being
so,
being a lady
dude.
Whore is filthy.
It is filthy. Well, you're receiving a lot more bacteria.
Yeah, and it's also, you're impure.
Well, yeah, you're a little. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, well, you're going to hell because you're having premarital sex.
Yeah, unless it's with me.
Oh, that's the best premarital sex.
With CJ?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking from experience?
No, I just am sure that people would be happy to have sex with them.
Lacey? Was that her name? I just said it because it kind of, I don't know. I'm sorry, Lacey.
I can do it myself, asshole.
I don't need nobody to have sex with me, dude.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, dude.
I can't get the fucking audio to work.
Oh, well.
This is...
We're having technical difficulties, ridiculous. Dude.
It's so weird.
It's unmuted, is it?
Oh, it's muted, dude. That's what happened.
Sometimes it's the simplest thing, dude.
Sometimes it is, dude. Sometimes it's the most complicated things. Try Bluetooth in it.
True that, dude. Is that the only video you have? Can we skip to another one? You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
You're about to throw up again, dude.
Dude, I woke up and I felt like I had a cocaine drip.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just nasal, like mucus-y?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Cocaine drip sucks.
People love them, dude. Well, the addicts love them.
And cocaine is... Oh, did you already reconnect?
No, I'm stupid.
You're not stupid.
Don't call yourself that, dude.
Tracy, he's not stupid.
He's dating John Wayne Lacey over here, dude. Ooh. What the hell? She's snipping people's hairs off.
Yeah.
You think she keeps the hair? She a weirdo, dude? She keeps the hair? Damn, dude. That's crazy.
Maybe she makes wigs for it, dude. Just make sure some nice.
Maybe your little fucking hair voodoo dolls, dude. You got to be careful. I always sweep up my hair and throw it in the trash myself when I go get my hair cut.
Yeah, it's because you have your friend cut their hair and you're like a cuck for her, dude.
Cuck for her?
Your
dude?
Side piece?
Yeah.
My
like,
side
he's
piece?
He's like, oh, don't do that. I'll mop up my floor hair.
I think it's just courteous. That way I don't have to tip her as much.
That's a good idea.
You're like,
trying to save a couple bucks, dude.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know
smart.
What I'm saying?
No, that's smart.
Instead of a 10, I gave her a 7.
I can do it myself.
3 bucks. just kidding, dude. I'm a good tipper, dude.
Are you?
Yeah.
Tipper Gore.
Yeah.
It's a person. Sorry.
You're not present with us.
Yeah, you're not present. He's again. Remember that video?
Oh,
that
we're
associating off of tipper.
I know what you're doing. Just because you did something. Here we go.
Oh.
This better work.
Vagina.
Vagina.
All right, it's working.
Wait, but that was what you were trying to do for the last 10 minutes?
Well, it was my tester. For
hey,
the
we
video.
Got her, guys.
Okay, so last week we got a YouTube strike, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we good? Have you, do you feel that you've properly grieved your friend? Because I feel like we just moved right past
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's okay. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, so did the truck. Never mind.
No.
Yeah, there's the cap. Okay. Hooray! We made a joke about your dead friend. Sorry, Nick.
You guys are the worst.
He said rolled right past it, dude. What the hell? He started it.
Here's a funny video.
Cool. No context or anything. My favorite kinds of videos.
Go ahead and read the subtitles because I don't think you can hear these people talking.
All right. Okay. Let's restart it. Are you reading or am I reading? Or do you want to do like a paragraph
we'll,
each?
Yeah, we'll trade off.
All right.
And the first thing says, what's that sign saying?
What's that sign say?
It goes quick.
What's that sign say? I think something Lee. Will you? What the fuck? That's silly.
So this girl's, they're in a passenger car.
Oh, he's proposing.
She's like a Lacey, dude. Mary.
Mary.
Oh, JK.
IJK, gasp. It said JK. I
said, just kidding.
Go to prom with me. That's the shittiest way to ask somebody to prom.
Well, okay.
Just devastated.
Was that you?
She's apologizing.
Oh, man.
So her boyfriend's driving her in the car. This has been great. And for our audio listeners, go to YouTube. I'm maybe really help us out over that. Here.
Yeah, so they're driving, and he posted up signs that said, will you go to prom with me?
Yeah, and he tried to make a joke, will you marry? Just kidding, go to prom with me.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's a shitty way to ask somebody to prom. That's the shittiest way to ask somebody to prom. And he went,
okay. Damn, devastation, yeah. Dude. She's crying like, her eyes out.
She's crying her balls off. Yeah.
She's upset she has to go with him?
Yeah, she's probably really upset. She's got to go. She's like, well, I can't say no.
Yeah, and can't,
she's
really
like
can't say
mortified,
no.
Though. It's so
I would have gone in more, dude. I would have been like,
I'm
what
really
a shitty
sorry,
ass way
Daniel.
To ask somebody to fucking go to prom.
Oh, yeah, dude. If they haven't, if he hasn't gotten in there yet, he definitely has his way in now.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting a pity fuck at prom, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when you were an asshole to me?
Yeah. Suck my dick.
¿Quién crees que?
Now you gotta suck my dick.
Do you guys ever do any kind of cutesy bullshit like that to ask you?
No.
Like, what about your proposal? And, you know, let's go back in time first for Pedro.
I can't remember that far back.
Did you do some cutesy bullshit?
We went to Prescott, dude, and walked around, bar hopped, had some fun, and then the downtown Prescott, they have a the city, like judge area and stuff like that. And there's what are those garbanzos?
Or garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo beans out on the front. Like now, there's like little gazebos, dude. That's what it is.
Of course, you mistook it for a bean.
Yeah.
And then I just asked her in the middle of that. And she said, yeah.
Damn, under a gazebo?
In a gazebo,
that's
dude.
That's romantic.
Downtown Prescott.
That's hella romantic. I almost went.
Yeah, you almost went, dude. You should have gone.
Yeah.
Should have talked me out of it.
I did a good homecoming one time.
Oh, yeah?
I like made, I was like super into making videos and stuff. So I did, I went to like every one of my friends and like had be like, it was like a top 10 thing of like reasons why you should go to like the dance with me or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And then so every person would say one thing and then I'd do a skit right after like of like something quote unquote funny. I can't really remember any of
like you doing the thing or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the shittiest way to ask.
It was pretty good. It was honestly pretty good. And she was way out of my league. So it was pretty sick.
Nice dude.
That's killer.
Super killer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Not to like
wish
to
I would have killed, to... killed that pussy out.
King Chris
on prom night?
Yeah, she got a new one. I got chance.
No, to be honest, I got asked 2 years.
Oh,
when I was a freshman and a sophomore, I got asked by a senior to go to their
by
prom.
A guy?
No, by girls, dude.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't see the problem, but.
Right. Come on, dude.
Very good.
That was a specific burp. This is a specific type of burp there, dude. What are we doing here?
Sorry.
It was a slurp, dude.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. He's going to throw up purple shit again.
Hope not.
I hope not, too. Not on my fucking Persian rug, dude. What the hell are you thinking?
It's a Persian rug?
It's Persian as hell. Look at it.
I love a nice Persian rug.
Dude. I love you know a nice Persian rug, dude.
Something to grip on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Some fucking Velcro action. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Top 10 pills to sleep with your date.
Yeah, no.
No,
I can't do that. Not as cute, though. That's a cute way to ask.
That's very cute.
Yeah. You're a very creative guy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because you hadn't even like masturbated back then. You were probably just.
I was masturbating then.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was that part of the video.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good at masturbating. I didn't masturbate till I was 14. I'm like,
You should take Nick to the date because to the prom because he's very good at masturbating. And you're just like.
It'd be hilarious to watch that video.
The reaction.
I wish I could find that video
of you masturbating.
Yeah. that if, like, 14? ask your, like, there's so many, at 14. Like, home videos are just would be so cringy to watch. Yeah. Did you guys do home videos and stuff like that when you were young or not really?
I was poor.
I didn't do many home videos. What I recorded a lot was skating videos.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, like, I would always be the cameraman whenever we went out skating because I wasn't as good as my friends.
Which sucks because you were better than me.
And I was like, I'm decent on a board, dude. Like, I can, I can get some good tricks down. But I was, I've liked creating too. So, like, capturing the moments and you know, all those impossible flips, kick flips off a deck or something like that. Like, that was always my go-to. I remember one time my uncle let me borrow his camera and I broke it at the skate park and then I gave it back to him and I was like, I didn't break it. It was already broken.
Yeah, I know, dude. Coward.
I felt, coward for sure, dude. Shout out, Theo.
Theo Vaughn. R.I.P.
Theo Vaughn. No, but yeah, it was a major cowardly move. But I just was so embarrassed that I did it. You know, so I couldn't own up to it. I was recording Marcus, homie.
What up, Marcus?
Juggling two balls right here.
He OD'd, didn't he?
And no, Marcus is still kicking.
It's a wife beater.
Kick flipping, dude. We were going on a berm or like on a berm and my board slipped out from under me and I just kind of went like this and the camera just smashed on the ground.
Damn.
It didn't break. The only part that didn't work was the shutter. You know, when you turn it off, it shutters closed and then it opens up. And then when you turn it on, it wouldn't open all the way. So you had to like just move it with your finger. But it was when cameras like that, handheld cameras first started coming out and it was pricey, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Imagine all the weird videos he was making with that thing, too.
He probably re-recorded over my skate video.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's wild. Dude,
can't even imagine what kind of creepy home videos he has.
I remember there was, like, a school project in middle school. It's like you have to make a video or something like that. And then I recorded. It was that recording. It was Marcus. And then, like, I felt like such a fucking, like, rebel or something because I put like Enter Sandman in the background while playing, so I was like
I had a couple instances like that too, except for every class I would always try to make a video, so I'd be like, can I make a video
yeah.
And like usually it was like entertaining enough for the teacher to, like, nobody else in the class would do it, but I would do them for like war movies or whatever it was, and it was always way more fun for me to do it. But yeah, I remember like putting in some like fucking like hardcore songs about
say your prayers that the one like, forget my son. He's kick flipping into like a fucking half pipe or some shit.
One I took like a paintball, like it was for a Civil War movie, and it, like the guy was right there and I was here. I was like, just shoot me in the chest for the movie, and I literally had that bruise like for like 2 years.
Paintballs hurt.
It was crazy. Yeah,
paintballs hurt.
A great movie though.
They break your capillaries for sure. Make you bruise up, boy.
Oh yeah, that's probably how I got the hernia.
Yeah, maybe. The beginnings of a hernia. You should make a video about that, dude. Beginnings of a hernia.
Ooh.
Good doc.
It was a paintball 9mm.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Are we just hitting that button after we bomb every time? That Obama or that Obama clip's pretty funny. That Biden clip's pretty funny, dude.
What's the difference?
Skin tone. Yeah. Actually, no. Did you guys hear that?
One wears a diaper and the other wears a diaper on his head.
Oh!
One wears a diaper, one smokes cools, dude.
That's the one that got me not bookable at the comedy should place out in fucking Tempe that I can't remember the name of.
Oh.
Do you guys see that video of
hate speech?
Yeah. She's like, I didn't like the towel head joke. And I was like, actually, I didn't say towel head.
It was diaper head, you cunt. Said towel head.
Yeah.
I would have said towel head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
I like that expression. It empowers me.
You guys were at that show and you didn't laugh, I'm pretty sure.
In my defense, I didn't laugh because I was a cameraman. I wanted to be, you know, focused on the camera.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't want to disrupt the video.
I didn't want to step on anybody else's laughter.
Oh, man. Now, did you guys see that video of Obama? He was getting interviewed after, or like during his presidency, talking about the 8 years. And he's like, if there would be a way to find somebody that we can present as president, and I would be making all the moves in the back. And then, like, Joey B got, well, he was vice president for Obama.
I never saw that.
No, he pretty much is like, if I could just puppet him around and do whatever I want, you know, like, do my policies instead of his policies, just present him as. So it was kind of creepy, honestly.
Yeah.
Because now Joey B is.
I can't see that happening.
No?
No.
Why not, dude?
In our government?
Whoa, there's an ant on my couch, dude. There's an ant on my microphone now. What the hell, dude?
There's an uncle on your couch, too.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I don't know either.
Aren't you an uncle?
I guess
step uncle, I guess.
Step uncle.
You're not married in yet.
True. Then I become a real uncle.
You become a real uncle.
I can't wait.
But yeah, I mean, I'm an uncle. to prove your point.
Awesome.
What the hell's going on, dude? You all confusing me.
You said there's an aunt on your couch. I said there's an uncle on your couch.
Oh, totally missed that joke. Sorry. God
damn it.
Feels like we're at the Tempe Improv again.
I think it was Gilbert.
He went full Gilbert Grape up there, dude.
Yeah, dude. ¿Quién crees que eres? Dude, have you guys seen Dallas Buyers Club?
No.
You've never seen it? This is a dope-ass movie, dude. Matthew McConaughey gets AIDS.
Yeah.
And he's... Like, there's so many, like, there's so many F-bombs, and, like, he says N-words and all that stuff in that movie.
It's like a good movie.
Maybe I will watch it.
That's how I knew I'd get you.
That sounds really good.
Well, like, the doctor tells him, he's like, are you fucking telling me?
He said, look here.
He says, I ain't no fucking faggot. You know, like, he's going off on the doctor because...
Yeah, that was like, aggressive.
Don't really condone this, folks.
Yeah. It was back in the 80s, dude, when he's like, that was a gay disease. He thought only gay people can have it. So, like, he didn't know better. Right. It was just an ignorant white guy electrician.
It's literally only gay.
Just like you are.
What are you talking about?
Only gay.
Yes. It's like 99% of it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you
it's,
can
a
still
gay disease.
It's a gay disease. Dude.
I wonder why we keep getting taken down off YouTube. This is crazy.
We're talking about AIDS. It's not our fault. We're not the ones spreading it.
Yeah, Fauci's the one who created it.
Yeah, look at Fauci, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Dr.
Riddled with AIDS.
Riddled.
Fauci's riddled with AIDS. People don't want you to know that, but.
Riddle me this. AIDS.
Yeah, no, that's a good movie, dude. You should check it out. I've been on a movie kick lately, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been watching, like, Memento.
Batman Forever?
Memento's great.
Memento's such a good movie, dude. Starting off with, like, the ending and, like, backtracking the whole story. Like, that premise is so insane. It's like giving you the... let me put it in comedy.
Benjamin Button, dude.
Let me give you comedy terms here, dude. It's the punchline and then the joke.
And then the setup.
The setup, yeah. So he would understand.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Memento's Lost in Translation was a sweet movie, dude. I really enjoyed that movie.
Okay.
Please take my wife. See, there's a punchline and then the setup. Isn't that cool?
That was good.
It sounds like a great movie.
It's not as good as Memento, dude.
Isn't it?
I wish I had his disease so I could forget this.
Like an early onset. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I've just been on a movie kick.
Except for my tattoo artist is dead, so I can't get the tattoos. Fuck.
Damn, R.I.P. to your tattoo artist.
Have you seen Memento, though?
It's a really good movie. Christopher Nolan flick.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
It's early work.
Learn something gay every day, dude.
Sure do. AIDS was a gay disease. Oh, what?
Can you flick Pedro for me? Flicking the bean.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Well, this is flicking the bean.
Dude, on my clit, dude.
Ooh, what are you doing? Little clit lips.
Heck yeah. Do you like to be dominated in the bedroom, Pedro?
Do I like to be dominated?
Look at him, dude. He likes to be ashamed in the bedroom.
It fucking humiliate me, dude. Spit
she
on
like
me.
She squeezes your tits and she's like, let me play with your little clit.
Yeah. Spit on me, beat me, dude.
Grabs his fucking.
What penis? Is this? This is a clit. My clit's bigger than yours. This
fucking clit.
Truly is. No, I wouldn't say.
You on your face.
I would say dominant. Maybe some light domination, like friendly, friendly domination, friendly.
Like U.S. Japan.
Yeah, kind of the
Ukraine Russia
situation that we have right now. I like assertiveness. I'm a big. I respond well to that. I like a lady being assertive and
a lady, only a lady,
that's only a lady. That's trans and
transphobic.
Well, no, it's not transphobic because trans ladies are ladies. So
that's true.
It wouldn't be
a huge cock in your mouth.
Lady's huge cock. Dude.
Lady's huge.
When you got some lady's huge ass cock in your
being
mouth,
being so assertive.
That's assertive as hell, dude.
Oh, yeah. Just,
that is the probably the pinnacle of assertiveness.
Like she's asserting her balls down your throat. Yeah,
please assert your insert in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when a lady's insertive.
Insertible.
Yeah, no, I do like that. I like a lady saying what she wants.
Ooh.
I like that. Maybe is that slight?
I want $5. That's an assertive lady boy.
She'd have the $5. I'd give it to her for sure. Yeah, for sure. I'm in the bedroom. I'm giving it to her for
Even
sure.
Even if her vagina smells like Panda Express, I don't care.
Which the Chow Mein at Panda Express, top notch. Let me just say that, all right? It's classic.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't go
Chow
out of style.
Chow Mein any other boxes, dude.
Yeah, Chow Mein, Chow Wimane, you know, whatever.
Chow Mein, Chow Wimane. That was good, dude. I like
thanks,
that.
Dude. If you lob up enough, eventually you make one.
That's true. I mean, 40 minutes in, we got it.
Are we 40 in?
Yeah.
That's insane. This is flying by.
To you, maybe, not to anybody else. Really? Nobody that's listening or watching as it flown by. You
although that is one of the side effects of that weed we just smoked. It's the
loss of time.
The strain is called the soap, and people say when some of the reviews said when you smoke it, it's like time just fucking zooms by.
What time is it? 6:30?
Time for you to get a dick in your butt.
King Chris.
Why were you asking him about that? Was that a setup for something, though? Were you trying to do a memento there?
Yeah, were you trying to memento me? You trying to Christopher Nolan me?
It had
me,
something
dude?
To do with something somebody had just
dude,
said.
Listen, don't be trying to Christopher Nolan me, dude. All right?
What about you, Nick? Do you like to have a little domination in the bedroom?
Sure, man. Why not? I'll do anything. All right, fucking cool. Tie me up.
Let's go.
Tie me up. I love assertiveness is nice. I like not being in control. Is pretty, but I don't know, like...
Do you like to be choked?
No, like nothing like that. Like no, like violent, like none of that kind of stuff.
Blood, pegged. Gore.
Yeah. Pegged, I could see.
Strap on.
Pegged, I could see too.
I could definitely get pegged a couple times. Well, especially if they oinked like a pig.
Especially
they
especially if they're a man. Yeah, they could peg me.
Yeah, they could peg
me. It's still pegging, right?
No, peg would be scary, dude. I can't even imagine. Imagine if you met the girl of your dreams and that was their kink.
Do you think a woman loses respect after pegging the man in the relationship?
Towards the man had any to begin with.
Yeah.
Mm.
She's strapping a dick on her. She has some mental issues.
You think so?
Yes.
And that's pretty disrespectful to God.
Very disrespectful.
True. If we're sticking on this homophobic ride that we've been on, then yeah, it's very disrespectful to God. Homophobic wave.
God does not like
it's a homophobic roller coaster. Yeah, now. It's not a wave.
That was a homophobic roller coaster.
That'd be fun.
We're going down a homophobic...
That's a good idea, Dr. Faggot.
That drop is so good.
Homophobic roller coaster. Oh, well.
It scares you straight. So it's like you go on this crazy roller coaster. It's like a house of mirrors and shit like that. Like, and by the time you're done with the roller coaster,
it's just a bunch
of
bloody assholes. And
everything. Yeah.
And like short-haired lesbians just being like, what's your problem?
It's Matthew McConaughey out there, AIDS-riddled patients. It's just like,
hands off my pussy. Just a bunch of dykes on the side of the thing. Hands off my pussy. You're just like, ugh.
Go through the middle of a Target at one point of the ride. You're just like, oh, God.
Oh, I can't do this.
What have I become? Yeah. Your parents are just sobbing.
I don't like mans no more. I loves women. Women, 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 women. That video's classic, dude.
And then it's just gay porn on the way out. You're like, that was a roller coaster.
That was, yeah.
Holy shit, I'm hard again.
I'm gay again. That roller coaster made me not gay and then gay again.
Whoa.
Yeah, it goes through your sexuality.
Which means it's a choice.
We've riddled it down,
which
dude.
Means, yeah, you can switch it.
That's wild.
And you should switch it if you want to go to heaven.
Gender fluid.
If you want to go to heaven, then you got to do that. You got to make the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be like, just switch it right before you die.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
then when you're going down to the up to the pearly gates, you know.
Like that's just what you're saying on your way to the pearly
gates. I just
gates.
Switched my gender.
Women, 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 women. I will not think about dick. I will not think about dick.
I will not think about dick.
I wonder what God's dick looks like. Fuck!
I can't stop thinking about dick! Even holy dick gets me.
God, heaven looks like a cum marshmallow. Fuck!
Oh, man. That's disgusting, guys. Why are we talking about this?
Gay people are the worst.
Whatever, dude. I just went to a gay pool party, and it was dope.
Oh, really?
Two those balls
guys,
right here.
Those guys were juggling two balls right there for sure. It was fun. Gay
what
people are
what
fun,
made it
dude.
A gay swing pool party? Besides the fact that you were there.
Kobe. It was one of our good friends.
Yeah.
Well, decent friend, I would say. Not super good, not super
not
bad.
Too, you don't want to be too close to a gay guy.
Shout out if he's watching.
Doubt it. He's been on, though, before.
He has.
Yeah, he invited me. I met his husband.
If he's been on before.
I don't want to say his name.
Jacob
is his name.
Yeah. Jacob sounds like a slut.
Jacob is a slut.
Every
yeah.
Jacob I know has been gaped asshole.
He's been in an orgy,
slut.
An orgy that was like 114 people.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then that was of like a bi one. And there's another. I don't know if I'm supposed to even talk about this, but shout out, dude.
Oh,
and there's another orgy
that
was like all guys, like 70 dudes. And I'm like, that room would smell bad.
Yeah, dude.
Talk about riddled with AIDS, dude. That room is fucking.
Oh, yeah. There's no way you don't have AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all bug chasers, dude.
Yeah, that's like going to China not getting COVID.
Diamond the Rough, yeah. No, it was really fun, dude.
Sounds like a Republican. Every Jacob I've ever known loved Trump.
Ooh.
You want to burn down my friends, I'll burn down your friends.
Is he a Republican? I don't think he is.
You calling the lady who cut your hair once your friend?
She's my best friend, dude. And you guys are making fun of her.
We're not making
and
fun
I
of her.
I like it.
We're not making fun of her, dude. I just say every
he spreads
lady
her legs open for everybody. Doesn't mean we're making fun of her.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Just because she acts like a whore doesn't mean I was calling
Tell
her.
Tell us more about this gay orgy you went to.
Yeah. What made it gay? What made the pool party gay?
I mean, that was the majority there.
Gay.
Homosexual, they like to be called.
So America is a straight nation then.
Whoa.
Sorry, all this gay talk, I got nervous.
He's just so pissed that we've been calling out his hairstylist.
Yeah, for real, huh?
It would be weird if she did listen to someone. She's like, what the?
Yeah, she's like, whoa, dude, unfollow. I literally sent her a whole thing like, follow us, check out the pod, thanks, appreciate it.
Nice.
She
didn't
listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
Look, if she is listening, I was not calling her a little slut.
Yeah. Prove that you're not. Prove that you're not a slut. Never talk to CJ again.
I was calling every other Lacey I've ever met whores.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Hell yeah.
I wasn't calling. I don't even know you, dude. Why would I call you a whore or a slut?
Because she's a hairstylist.
I see you every week.
No, man, but it was fun. Anyways. I met Jacob's husband. I met a lot of others.
What was the gayest thing about the party? What was the gayest thing you saw, dude?
I think just me keeping my shirt off was probably the gayest thing I saw.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was like, these guys want me, you know. these guys.
You were digging that a little bit. You enjoyed that.
It's flattering, dude. You know.
Did they have food?
Yeah, they did have food.
What kind of food did they have there? Or
It was just snacks, actually. Ooh. It wasn't food.
Did you notice any difference between hanging out with a bunch of gays and hanging out with a bunch of straights?
No.
Like food-wise?
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Or like behavior-wise?
A lot of sausage. They had a lot of sausage at the party.
God, dude. Don't
no, they literally did have sausage.
Did they?
That's what we ate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a sausage party.
You did send pictures of sausage.
Yeah, it was sausagey.
Did you?
I don't think I did.
Maybe on your Instagram or something.
Sure.
You definitely had some sausage posted somewhere.
Oh, well, you weren't supposed to see
Maybe
that
it's in your
sausage,
shorts.
All right? So, no, yeah, we had sausage. They had tacos, spaghetti.
Spaghetti at a pool party?
Well, it was kid-friendly, so kids like spaghetti. So spaghetti
There's
meatballs.
Kids around gay people?
What yep. the heck?
What the fuck? Is this Disney World?
Is this Pride Night? What the hell's going on here, dude? What the hell? No, yeah, man. There
spaghetti's
was,
a wild mood out of a pool party, though, I would say.
I appreciate it because that's what my daughter ate. So
we'll
you brought your kids to a gay pool party?
Slurping up noodles?
Absolutely,
dude. That's
dude.
Crazy.
What's wrong with that, dude? These are my friends.
She got molested now.
She did not get molested. I was with her 24-7 to make sure she wasn't going to get touched.
One chromosome.
Make sure not
They're once... Chrome away, dude, from transitioning, dude. That's being child predators.
If you're one chromosome away from being trans. Yeah, dude.
You know how close a gay person to somebody, a child molester, dude?
You know what's funny, though? There was
the line is so blurred.
They're virtually the same.
There was another couple there that...
was straight?
There was just straight.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
God.
Well, there was plenty of straight
So you guys kind
of
like, hell, we're over to the side.
We're like, yeah, you and I... We're friends. These guys, though.
We need to stick together.
Ugh.
And then you guys ended up making out.
Mm.
No, but he was, you can tell he was, the husband was a lot more like right leaning.
Oh.
And so Jacob.
His cock?
He curved to the right.
Yeah, he curved to the right a little bit. So Jacob would be talking about like, just like if it didn't uncomfort other people, like he'd just be walking around naked, like it's no big deal, like even with the kids around and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
And this guy,
another confirmed case.
Even with the kids around.
And this guy was just like not having that. And he's like, well, I appreciate you guys putting clothes on. He called them you guys, dude. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Appreciate and, you guys.
Well, they left.
He gets dominated in the bedroom by that guy.
They left early for sure. It was just funny to see how like he kind of reacted to
pedophilia.
It wasn't pedophilia, dude.
Yeah, they weren't petting it.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Petinphilia, dude.
Not pedophilia if they're not petting or feeling you.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah, no, man. It was just kind of crazy to see that play out where he was just like, yeah, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It was just weird seeing people's reaction to the gays. Is that you?
I want to throw up, dude. I mean, talking about gay people or getting naked around kids. This is insane.
Juggling two balls right here.
That's fun, dude. I'm glad you had fun.
Well, that was my weekend. Dude,
you had
yeah.
fun with your pedophile friends.
They're not pedophiles, dude.
Not confirmed.
They just want to walk around naked for the kids.
They don't want to. They earn lust to.
They
need to.
They yearn to do it.
It's part of their DNA, dude.
Yeah.
They were born this way. Shout out Lady Gaga's.
Yep.
But what is so wrong with nudity, dude?
Yeah, what's so wrong with walking naked around kids, CJ?
Honestly, dog. Having sex with them.
No, it's not, no, dude. It's you're not. Looking at this totally wrong.
You're a quarter of the way.
It's sexualizing.
It's not.
It is sexualizing.
It's sexualized by society.
We live in society, my friend.
Well, we can break societal rules, dude.
Yeah.
And go to jail. Age. Yeah, like the age of consent, dude.
Damn, whatever, yeah, dude. You guys are fucking walking gay, around, dude.
I don't want strangers walking around naked in front of kids. That's weird.
You guys are gay, dude. If you don't want strangers walking around naked in front of your kids,
don't
you're
bring your kids
gay.
There.
You're a fucking fag.
He's like, I want my kids walking around naked.
No, but I did let that word slide. Slip out.
I did
a
let
couple
that
times.
Slide.
It slipped by real good. No, I did let the gay. I was like commenting on something that somebody said, and I was like, "That's so gay, dude!" In front of like,
oh yeah, you accidentally did it.
Yeah, I accidentally let it out, and I was just like, "Ooh!"
I did that in front of my Jew friend one time. I worked with this guy, Scott, who was a Jewish man, and
not a very Jewish name, by the way.
Yeah, there was some kind of like bonus or something we were gonna get. And I was like, but it was tentative. And I was like, yeah, hopefully they don't Jew us out of it. And then he kind of like went like that. And immediately I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hope they don't 9/11 us.
How do you retract back from that?
Yeah.
I looked at him and I went, and I whacked him on the chest like that.
Whoa.
As if I meant to do it.
The ultimate bully.
And he like looked hurt. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I was just kidding. Me and my friends talk like this all the time around each other.
Oh, so you and your friends are
all so diverse.
How do you take that?
And he was just like, oh, okay. He didn't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't even explain myself. I was just like, that's gay. And then I kind of saw the, you know, immediate response by them. And I was just like,
saw their dick shrivel up.
I think I'm going to go to the pool now.
Coward. You don't even ever take responsibility for it.
Well, I took responsibility in my own head, dude.
Yeah.
Right? I lived with it. I was I can't do that anymore.
I'm sure that comforts them.
I don't want to comfort gay people. What are you talking about?
That's true. They're naked at a pool party.
Yeah, dude.
I don't touch them. I don't want to turn into a Democrat, dude.
Democrat, dude.
Yeah, that shit wears out on you like glitter, like a stripper's glitter.
Oh man, strippers stopped wearing glitter a while ago.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they would get complaints from their regulars and stuff saying that my wife found glitter on me.
Yeah,
and therefore they can't frequent the establishment anymore.
And that's not good for business.
And that's not good, for business. So. Yeah. Strippers stopped wearing glitter.
And they smell like Buffalo Wild Wings instead.
Oh, I love Buffalo Wild Wings, dude. What's up with you guys, dude?
I was waiting to see who was going to break that
silence. I was just telling you guys what I did this weekend, dude.
Yeah. We just went John Cage on this podcast,
dude. Again, in the same living room with John Cage.
60 seconds of silence.
Oh, man. Called. What are we at, dude?
55 minutes.
I got to pee so bad.
Do you have something to end us on? Oh, my God.
What?
We're not at Jacob's pool party. Yeah, this isn't Jacob's. There's no kids around. We're not going to pee in each other's mouths. That's crazy.
Not without a kid watching. What the hell?
Watching and learning.
They have to learn about kinks.
I'm going to go pee really quick.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you. I told you should have gone pee before the show, dude.
I did need to go pee, actually.
And you were just embarrassed?
Yeah. I was shy. Be shy.
Did you pee on that guy at Jacob's pool party? You put the pee in pedo?
I bet you he laughed, I'm sure. I think he laughed.
Yeah.
He had to have.
I had to rush the setup on that to get him before he went in the bathroom to think about what he's done.
Yeah, well, he's already dribbling in his pants. Mm. He has that old man peen.
Juggling two balls right here. Yeah.
Starting to roll down his leg.
Yeah, dude, he's got that Charles Barkley.
Yeah, well, it's just so leaky. After he pees, he's still leaking for another good 15, 20 seconds in his underwear.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like he just gave birth.
Yeah, walks around with wet chonies.
Yeah, that's what they called him.
Wet Choney?
In high school, yeah. It's Wet Choney. Hmm. Orale, Wet Chones.
Wet Choney. Well.
So last week, we got a YouTube strike.
Yes.
I mean, I guess this means we kind of have to reel it in on, like, the gratuitous violence?
Yeah, probably.
A little bit. In order to align with YouTube's policy.
Can we show little white kids getting hit, or is it just the Asian kids? That's the no-no.
I don't know. Let's find out. Here's a bunch of Marines getting beat the shit out of by some teens.
Marines?
Yes. Marines. Oh, no. Here we go. A bunch of kids chasing him. That kid just tried to whack him. He charges into the crowd.
Whoa,
whoa. And gets demolished instantly.
Whoa.
Getting stomped on.
We're watching Jacob's pool party.
There's footage of that?
These two Marines tried to get this rowdy crowd of teens to chill out because they were like shooting fireworks at people and stuff. And the rowdy crowd of teens is beating the hell out of
them.
I'm
surprised
right
they get, like, I don't know, like.
Who are the Marines?
It's three guys. I don't know. Two of them charged in, and one of
they
them.
They look more like seals laying on the ground like that.
Yo. Well, that's what I was asking. Is it the one who's on the ground or the?
Yeah,
the Marines guys are on the ground.
Yeah, the two guys who here you'll see one guy. I'm pretty sure they're drunk or something too. But the one guy like kind of leans over a pole weird. I don't know if he got hit from behind with something, and then a kid like nails this other guy.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
This is Jacob's pool party.
And you can hear there's some people in the crowd like, "Don't yell at me!" Like it's like young teenagers.
Oh well, he went after the girl, dude.
No, he went after the kid that hit him.
That was the guy transitioning. Okay.
That's what Jen's kicking in.
Get that fucker.
Damn.
Yeah, this is looking good. Feel good.
Yeah.
So they're joining a gang right here?
Yeah, dude. They're now part of the East Side, the East Side cyclists.
If I was a Marine, I'd rather go home to my wife with glitter on me than beaten, bruised by kids.
They're part of the
Is that Bernie Sanders stopping the fight, dude? What the hell's going on, dude? This video is wild, dude. What kind of pornography are you showing my friend Nick here?
That was just two Marines getting jumped into the Pensacola cyclists, the Pensacola Scholars gang.
Oh.
Those are race jokes.
La, la, la. One of the Marines says he and two buddies were enjoying time off from Camp Pendleton at one of their favorite spots.
By harassing
so gay kids,
dude. Kids showed up on the beach.
A lot of Marines are gay.
From a resident who says he called deputies multiple times about the unruly crowd. According to the injured Marine, the teenagers lit off fireworks, and when debris hit him in the face, he politely asked them to leave.
That's a lie.
They were lighting off fireworks. They were being belligerent. They were being obnoxious and annoying.
Look how stupid he looks, dude.
His eyebrows.
It's fucking Memorial Day stuff. They're lighting up fireworks for you, dude. You stupid idiot.
The Lance Corporal thinks he may have a concussion.
Imagine being a Marine and getting fucking jumped on Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, bitch.
Yeah. So true.
Thanks for your service,
Thanks
queer.
Thanks for your service, you queer. The hell, dude? That's crazy. Getting jumped on Memorial Day and being a Marine. Oh, that's a funny concept.
The few, the proud.
It's funny how the world works, dude.
Yeah. Florida's wild, too.
Yeah.
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 A lot of Lacy's in Florida, let's just say that.
But I don't blame, like, those guys are fucking stupid, first of all. Like, you can't just rush it just because they're,
for
like,
joining the military?
For joining the
military. Joining a facade of this country?
Doesn't it seem like they're like, oh, we're Marines, dude. There's three of us. We can take on 40 kids.
Yeah, absolutely like, not. Idiot. They're idiots, yeah.
Didn't you ever see Hostel or whatever that movie was where the kids like bash that guy's skull in with rocks and shit?
Yes.
Oh, Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. I had a run in with some youngsters not too long ago.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, dude? A couple of cyclists out there?
They weren't even cyclists, dude. They were
jaywalkers. They have a couple of different names.
They were just some young white fellas.
Oh, some good old Irish folk.
Yeah. White on white on white violence.
Yeah, it was white on white violence.
Damn, dude. And, what happened?
I was at QT.
Give me the scenario.
I'm at QT. I'm to get some gas. Actually, I had to take a piss.
Oh.
And but I parked at the gas pump.
First off.
Wait.
Let me cut you off.
Fill your tank and empty your tank. Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, too. That's a sick move.
Yeah,
nice.
It is.
I forgot what I was going to say. Continue.
So I'm at QT because I have to take a piss. It's like 11:30 at night. I'm walking across the parking lot, and a car is like pulling out and then pulling away where, you know, I'm walking in front of the car. And the dude like speeds up at me. And when he almost hits me, he swerves around me. And I'm like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Fuck you. And like he stops. And he's like, what? You got a problem? I'm like, yeah, fuck you. That's my fucking problem.
Damn.
Because it just, you know, I'm pissed. And,
do you have the haircut?
And he's like, okay, no, this is before the haircut.
Before the haircut.
And he's like, okay, all right, I see. And he like stops and backs up and comes back at me. And I'm like, you know, wait, I wasn't sure if he's going to try and hit me with the car or what's going to happen. But he parks. And then I like walk up to his window like, what the fuck's your problem, bitch? And
damn, you're aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, he almost hit me with his fucking car.
I would have let it happen. I would have let it slide. I don't like confrontation.
Me either. I don't know.
I think I let the gays walk around naked.
Like he didn't see me.
Yeah. Oh, so, he must have not seen me.
So I'm like, what's your problem? And he's like, what's your problem? And we're just like, what's your problem? What's your problem?
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
And I'm like, you almost fucking hit me with your car.
I think
that's
he knew
my
that,
fucking
yeah.
problem. Like, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, I didn't hit you with my car. And I'm all, you just fucking sped up at me. He's quit being a bitch. And he's all, I didn't hit you, did I? And I'm like, what's your fucking, or, you know, he said something like, he said, no, I didn't. And then he's like, you shouldn't have walked in front of my car. And I'm like, I'm a pedestrian in a parking lot, bitch. And he's, as he's doing
all
this.
Did you call him bitch this
whole time? Yeah. And as he's doing this, he's like getting out of his car and like tying his shoes and taking off his hat and his shirt and shit like that. And then his friend's walking around from the other side of the car. And like when it was just him standing outside of the car, I was like, maybe
let's
I'll
go.
Scrap yeah. with this kid. And then when his friend got out, I was like, well, you just made the decision a little easier for me.
Yeah.
And as they're both coming to walk at me, I was like, you two motherfuckers better get the fuck away from me right now. They kept walking at me. I lifted up my shirt and I was like, I'm not fucking around. I showed him my pistol and he started to say something and they were still walking. So I just pulled it out and I was like, back the fuck up, bitch, now. And he like stopped and finally fucking stopped moving towards me.
This guy's going to use his gun on us.
And he started to, like, say something. I don't remember what he said, but he started, like, going off about he's only 17. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
You shouldn't even be driving in China.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm only 17. I'm like, I don't give a fuck how old you are. If you
I've killed
motherfuckers
before.
Come at me, I'm going to shoot you. He's only 17. I'm like, I'm going to end your life at 17.
Damn.
Get in the fucking car and drive away.
Damn.
And he was like, all right, dude. All right, you're fucking weird, dude.
Were you wearing those glasses?
No.
Yeah, 12 p.m. 12 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
he's wearing those glasses, dude.
He's all, you're weird, dude. You can't just take an ass beating. And like, I didn't say anything. I said, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. And they started to walk again. And I don't carry it cocked, so I cocked it. And he was like, all right, whatever. And I was like, if you fucking reach for anything, if you pull anything out of your truck, I'm gonna start or out of your
Did
car.
Did you point it at him?
I'm gonna start fucking shooting you. And I didn't point it at them until it was cocked and they were moving towards me. And then I like pointed it down like this, where it's just
a second away.
Yeah. And you're good at gun safety, dude. Like, if you fucking get anything out of your truck right now, out of your car, or you do anything other than fucking drive away from here, I'm gonna start shooting, because I can't see that well, and it was nighttime and shit. So I was just like, if I see a hand go up, like, you guys need to be cool now. You know, time to start acting right.
Must have been such a good piss when he. After you,
yeah, I waited forever because I didn't want to go walk into the bathroom and be fucking cornered or something.
True.
So I walked into the restroom.
You want to be like at Jacob's party going to the bathroom.
Yeah, dude. But I just walked in and asked.
There's a community urinal in there, dude.
I tried to get a cop, and there was no cop there. And then they were just parked out there for a minute. And I was like, in my head, I'm paranoid as fuck now.
Right, right.
My adrenaline spiked, and I'm like, they're going to fucking call somebody else who's
but
got
But you know
a
they're
gun.
Thinking the exact same thing. Be like, we just had a gun pulled on us. They're freaking out in their car. Sure, like, you know.
But I don't know if they're calling, you know, the older brother who has the heat, you know, or what. So I'm just like
the older brother.
Yeah.
That I'm just saying.
And so now every
I know what you mean. The older cyclist.
So now every person who walks into QT, I'm like waiting for him. I'm literally waiting for him to start shooting. I was on the other side of the ATM because I know the ATM is built sturdy and shit. And, like, I was just circling around people, like, around the counter and shit, like, finding positions I'm going to take if this person starts shooting.
They didn't see it happening outside? Like, nobody heard the scuffle? Or
so
like,
a few people, there was, like, a black lady who walked out and stopped and was looking, and she, I think she just saw a couple of whites about to shoot each other and was like, I'm going to get this shit.
This normal.
World star.
Yeah. I'm here for my hot Cheeto fries, okay? This normal.
Yikes.
What?
And,
what's yikes, dude? Latinas and black women love hot Cheeto fries. They this do. Is what it is. This is what it is, dude.
That's why they're all terribly obese.
Got heart problems and shit.
Gays are pedos and minorities are all obese.
If you take anything away from this podcast today,
remember that.
Yeah, dude. So that was
that's wild. A wild story for sure. Yeah. Dude. What the hell? I've never had to pull my gun on anybody.
Yeah. Neither did Bradford. And like all of his years of service, I'm pretty sure he said he only ever had to once. I'm like, well, I think I got you beat.
I remember Bradford saved that suicidal trans kid from the roof. You remember that?
Yeah.
His like hero story.
Yeah, and now look at him.
And now look at him.
That was a disaster.
Now look at these trans, dude. You should have let him jump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
More E-pods. For the record, we donate trans, dude. Come on. What are you guys talking about?
Hush up, boy.